Rashi says Bikisi. No, we're talking about that the hops that were thrown to make the beer were full of thorns. Kisi Rashi says min shoyis, so kishoyis grew up. They were bad ones. For kaitzim arovim boy, and there was thorns mixed into it, and therefore did not make your beer taste so good. It's not like you wanted it to. So therefore, you did not have that much enjoyment from his hops. There was no mishtarshi. Therefore, but I call upon him a little bit enjoyment you did have. Therefore, the Gemara says, in such a case, so mishalom lay to make kisi, you'll have to pay him back how much you would pay for such hops that has thorns inside them. In other words, for the shvach, the gain that you had from it, that much you would have to pay. But it's better, like it's not real mishtarshi. It's not that you have to give him back yours, because yours are good ones. The one you use now, his, you didn't have that much enjoyment from, but a little bit you did have. Therefore, Rabbi Rashi says you have to pay back l'fi mashashbich, according to how much shvach you had from it, how much gain you had from it. That's how much you'd have to pay back. Now the Mishnah says, I'll go through it fast now, we'll go over again tomorrow. If you give money to a shechoni, that's a money exchanger to watch it for you. Same through, and if you gave it to him tied up the money, lo yishtamash ben, he has no right to use it. The figure therefore, imovdu, if it gets lost, enechai bachriusan, he's like a shem mechinim, he's potter on geneva ve'aveda. What about the mutarim? Let's say you give him the money open, he didn't wrap it up, he didn't tie it up, then yishtamash ben, then the shechoni has the right to use it. Like most probably when you gave it to him, he had in mind he was going to use it. Therefore, the fikach, he has a lach like a shem asacha. Therefore, mavdu, that gets lost, chay bach yusin, he's chay to pay you back. What about if you give the money, it's a balabayas, a regular balabayas? So then we say, bain tzurin, bain mutarin, lo yishtamash ben, whether the owner gave it to the shem of the balabas to watch it, whether he gave it to him tied up or he gave it to him openly, in both cases the balabas has no right to use it. Because minestam, a balabas does not use the money. So the fikach, therefore, mavdu, that gets lost, from the shemes, since it was a shemechinam, ein echay bech yusin, he's potter on echrayis, he doesn't have to pay. What about chenveni? Let's say the balabaz gives the storekeeper this to make him the shemer, he has to watch his money. So Tanakam holds, it's kabalabayas dummy. The kabalabayas divi Rabbi Meir. That whether the money was open or closed, the balabaz, the chenveni, has no right to use it, therefore it's like a shemechinam. Rabbi Yehuda Weimann, no, chenveni kashechoni. A storekeeper has the same loch like a shechoni, like a money exchanger. That if he gave it to him closed, he's not allowed to use it. But if he gave the money open, then he's allowed to use it. And therefore, we call the Shem Asacha, and the Bichai of Biachrais. Alright, we'll stop here. We're holding off Mem Gimel Omer Aleph. Again, the Mishnah we saw yesterday, just in the Nachal of Shnel, Hamas could moite Shechoni, if you give money to a money exchanger, you tell him to watch it for you. So in Sururin, if the money is tied up, wrapped around, then that's showing him that the owner does not want him to use it. Therefore, Lo Yishtamashem is not allowed to use it. Lefikach, since the shechoni cannot use the money, in Mavdu, the got lost, ain't the chayiv achriusin, it's not chayiv, because it's only a regular shemachinim, but shemachinim is potter on Gnei B'Aveda. What about the mutorim? Let's say he gave him the money when it was open, it wasn't wrapped up, tied up, so then most probably you know, since he's giving it to a money exchanger, he needs the money. Therefore, most probably the owner knows that yishtamash ben, like I'll let you use it. So he has the right to use it. Lefikach, therefore, Mavdu, the get lost, chayiv achriusin. But since you have hanor, you have enjoyment, you're allowed to use it. You're like a shayim asocha, therefore you're chayiv if it got lost. What about etzah balabais? Let's say somebody gives a regular balabos to make him a shaymer to watch his money. So then, bein tzror and bein mutor and leishtamash ben, whether it's wrapped up or whether it's open, you're not allowed to use the money, because a normal person doesn't have to use the money. So therefore the shaymer is not allowed to use it. But think of therefore mavdu and chayiv bach yusin, if it gets lost, he's only a shayim echinim, he's potter. What about chenveni? Let's say somebody gives money to a storekeeper to watch it. He makes the chenveni a shomer. So the Tanakhama says, or Meir says, kamala bayis, divrei Rabbi Meir. He has the same luck like a regular balabas, that he's not allowed to use the money. Therefore, even though the money is given to him open, still he's not allowed to use it. The owner does not want this chenveni storekeeper to use his money. Rabbi Yehuda Weimann, chenveni kashechoni. A chenveni also, since you know that a lot of times a storekeeper needs money on hand, he needs cash on hand, therefore you give him the money openly, not wrapped up, most probably Yonicha, you allow him to use it. Therefore, since he's allowed to use it, he's like the Shechon, he's like a Shem Asocha, that he's Chayiv and Gnebi Vaveda. Now the Gemara says, Mishum did Tzuru and Leishtamashon, what kind of sor is that? Since it's wrapped up, you can't use it, like why not? Rashi B'Tamiya. Omad Gilu Das Yeshkan, Shein Chofetz Yishtamash Ben, Miyacha Shimei Mutar and Kamet Yishtamash Ben, Ta'amach Bid Etzla Yodeya Shutzorach Todu L'Moyas. Tzuru and Nami Yishtamash, Zerach Kolodim, Lissro Moysov. The Gemara says, The owner gave over the money to the shechani, the money exchanger, wrapped up. But that's normal. Every money you give wrapped up in a bag. So how do we see the owner does not want him to use it? Like if you say you give the money openly, you want him to use it, you let him use it. So even if you give the money wrapped up, since it's normal to have money wrapped up, we don't see the owner doesn't want him to use it. Most probably the owner still would let him use it. So why does the Mishnah say if it's tzrurin he can't use it? So Mar says, Om Rabasi, Om Rabbi Yehuda, Pitzrurin v'chasumin shanu. The Mishnah is talking about not only was it wrapped up like normal money, but it even had a signature on it. It had a chsimer on it. So therefore, since it had a chsimer on it, that shows us that the owner does not want it to be opened at all. He does not want the shechana to use it. Rav Mari Yama v'keshem mishuna. You don't have to go so far. There was a chsimer, a sign, a signet on it, but just that the knot was made a special way. So from that we see that since the owner knotted it up a special way, he means to keep it closed and not to use it. Ikud the army, some say that boy Rav Mori, Rav Mori asked this a question. Kesha Mishuna Mai, what's going to be if the owner gives this shukhani, this money exchanger, his money to watch? He makes him a shayma to watch the money, and he gives it to him tied up with a knot that's a modna, a different type of a knot. Mai, what's the lacha? Does that mean that the owner does not want him to use it or not? Teku, he even buys by teku, is not for sure. In other words, it could be that when our Mishnah says tzururin, for sure he has no right to use it, maybe it's not the first man of the yom only, where it's chasumin, where it's knotted up, and there's a chasima, a signature on it. So that shows us the owner for sure is makbid, he doesn't want anybody to open it up. But kozman, there was no signature on it, it's a shayla of the gemara in Iboi, so we say he's makbid just by making a different type of a knot. Yeah. That's a teku. Nothing more says. It says in the Mishnah, mutar mishtamish ben. If you gave over the money to a shechani to watch for you, and you gave it to him open, not tied up in a bag, then he's allowed to use it. Amar Rav Huna says, V'yafilu nensu. You should know not only if he gets lost, is he chayiv like a shayim asachon, but even as luck like a shayim ashoyol. He's even chayiv an oinsin. Even if an honest happens, it's not his fault, still the shayim now is chayiv. But the more why? The Mishnah only says that he got lost. Mashmah, then he's chayiv. All the means, it's still your fault a little bit, you should have watched it better. That's why Shem Asachar is Chayit. Well, maybe if it's Nensor, maybe be Potter. Tamar says, no, Kid Rabba, like Rabba learns. The Yama Rabba, Nignavu, and sometimes when it says Losh Nignavu, it doesn't mean a regular Gneva, but it means Ballista Mizuyin. It means armed robbers, that's like an Oinus. And Ovdu, here that our Mishnah says Ovdu, also it means Shetova Sfinosa Biyam. You know how it got lost by you? That your ship drowned in the ocean. That's called an honest, that's not your fault, you don't want it to drown, you tried everything, it shouldn't drown. So that's what the Mishnah means, even in a case where an honest happens, still you're chayiv. Now, Rav Huna holds, the fact that you have a right to use it, you're like a shayim ashol. What's a shayim? Well, a shayim has a right to use it for his own sake. That's mechayiv and an einsin. So also, since you have a right to use it, if you want to, you're called like a shayim right away, so you're chayiv and einsin. For Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says, nen suloi. No, he doesn't go so far. If an honest happens, still you're potter. Like you're only like a shayim asachar right now. You're not like a shayil yet. Oh, my lord, Rav Nachman, so Rav says, Rav Nachman, the bidok according to you, the amr that you say nensu loy. If an oinus happens, let's say listen, mizuyin come, arm robbers come and take it away from the shaymer. You want to say it's poto? If so, aloma loy heavy shayil alayim. Like why not? Why is he poto from einsin? Lechura, since he has the right to use it, you're telling me now he has the right to use the money. If he has the right to use the money, he's like a shayil. And we know we show you the chayav an einsin. No, alma loy. Alma means alma. We see alma. What do we see? That loy heavy shoyl alayu. That Rav Nachman holds he's not considered a shayim shoyl. He's not. So now the question, according to Rav Nachman, is shoyly heavy? If you do not consider him like a shayim shoyl, like since he did not use it yet, even though he has a right to use it, but like it's better here. It wasn't really giving it to you to use. That the owner gave it to you to watch. Just if you want to use it, you have a right to use it. But it's not like a regular shayim ashol. A regular shayol, you're borrowing it, I'm going to have to use it right away. Here, you didn't borrow it. The owner gave it to you to watch. Just the saying, you have a right to use it. So that's not called like a shayol yet. Because you didn't use it yet. If so, the Gemara asks the question, lehevi, shayim asocha, non lehevi. Says, so you're not getting paid for watching it. So you shouldn't even be like a shayim asocha. You're only really a shayim achinam. So even then, ovdu should also be potter on. Why is ovdu chayif? Or Malay, so Rava said that, Amr Nachman said back, for whole Madina l'cho, this much I agree to you, to Rav Huna, that the hoyo v'nena mahana, that since he has the right to have enjoyment here, which means, tahu hano, with this enjoyment, dimisra milay zvini, let's say a good sale, a good business deal comes about,
Now he feels good. The yispar rafcha, he can make money. Zovinvu, he'll buy it right now. In other words, since he has money on hand, that this money he knows he has the right to use it. So even though he didn't use it yet, but he has tremendous enjoyment that he knows that if a good deal comes about, I'll be able to buy it. Because I have money on hand that if I want to use, I could use. So with that enjoyment, heavy Eli Hashem Masacha. It's sitting like a Hashem Masacha. Like a regular Shoyel Yenat, because you didn't use it yet, and you didn't take it to use it. Even though you could use it, but you didn't take it to use it. So you're not a regular Hashem Mashol. But a Hashem Masacha you are, sitting like you're getting paid, you have this enjoyment that you know you have money on hand, whenever you need it, you could use it. So that's the Machlokes, Rav Nachman and Rav Huna, and our Mishnah is he called like a Shoyel Yenat. It says, if an owner gives money to a shomer, a shochani, a money exchanger, to watch the money for him, it says in Tzurin, and this was money of Hegdish. Hamafkid here means the gizbar. The gizbar that's in charge of the money of Hegdish, and really it was Hegdish's money. Just the gizbar made a mistake and he thought it was his own money. But really he gave away Hegdish's money to this shochani. So it says like this, in Tzurin, if the money was wrapped up, tied up, the shochani, the shomer, has no right to use it. The thing of therefore, im hoitzi, let's say the shochani does take it out and use it, loy moral ha-gizbar. The gizbar is not over the yisamila. In other words, the gizbar gave it to the shochani. Now the gizbar was a shogig, he didn't realize it was Hegdish's money. But it's not called like he made the shochani a shliach to use it, because the shochani is not allowed to use it. So when he does use it, like using it for himself, he's not like a shliach for the gizbar. Therefore, loy moral ha-gizbar. Just the Shekhani himself, he'll be over in Yisamila. What about Viyam Mutarim? Let's say when the Gizda gave the money over to the Shekhani, gave him open money, Yishtamash Ben. Then like the thing of our Mishnah, he has a right to use it. Yishtamash Ben. Again, Viyam Mutarim, if the money was given openly, then Yishtamash Ben, he has the right to use it. The Fikov, therefore, Im Hoitzi, let's say the Shekhani uses the money, Moha Gizbar, then the Gizbar is over the Yisamila. Because the Gizbar now, the Shogeg, he didn't realize this money is Hegdish's money. He thought it was his own money. But he gave it over to the Shekhani, and he gave it openly, which means he has a right to use it. So therefore, when he does use it, it's like using it for a shus of the Gizbar. So it's sort of like the Gizbar is using it, therefore the Gizbar, there's a parash of Shlichus by Mila, so it's sort of like the Gizbar is over the Yisra Mila. Now the question is, V'yamrit, according to you, Rav Huna, that Afilu Nensu, you're telling me now, when you give over the money to the Shekhani, even before the Shekhani uses the money, if it gets lost, if an oinus happens, he's chayif. Why? Because since you have a right to use it, it's like in your rishus, you're a shayim asher on it right now. It's over here, my iri hoitzi, why does it say only when the Shekhani uses the money? Then the gizbar's over the asimila, afilu loy hoitzi, even if the Shekhani does not use the money, nami, when the gizbar gives over the money to the Shekhani, since the Shekhani, you're telling me, has a love like a shayim asher, it's like the whole thing is in his rishus. So it's like the gizbar took it out from his rishus into the shayim's rishus. So it should be over the Yisamila right away. So why does it only say when the Shekhani uses it, even before he uses it, there should be an Yisamila? Or Malay, so Rehuni answers back and says, you're right. Who adin, the same halacha should it be, afagav de loy hoitzi. Even though the Shekhani did not use the money yet, still there'll be an Yisamila. Because as soon as the gizba gives it over to him, since he has a right to use it, he's like a shayim ashol, and the halacha of a shayim ashol is, like since it's called anosh aloy, it comes into his rishus. He's chayi b'yaintzin. So there was a shimur reshus over the yisamila. So why does it only say if he took it out? The yadi the tani reisha. Since the reisha wants to say hoitzi, tani seif nami hoitzi. The reisha is talking about a different halacha over there, and there it's mamish where you use it. Therefore, it talks about using it, taking it out of the reshus. The sefer also talks about taking it out of the reshus. But really, the same halacha would be here. The fact the owner gave the money, the gizbar gave the money to the shechani. That alone is called hoitzor meshus hegdish. That would be an yisamila. The ratio is on its head. In our case, Dufa, Rashi says, Aditani ratio, Lashmin and Rehusa, Yafilu Haitzi Leimol. The ratio is we gave him the money Tzurin. So since then the Shekhani has no right to use it, so then the Shekhani, the Gizbar is not over the Yisamila. That's the Chiddush. Even though the Shekhani uses the money, still only the Shekhani is over the Yisamila, not the Gizbar. But since in the ratio it says the Chiddush of using it, in Hoitzi, therefore it says the Sefer also the Gizbar if the Shekhani was Hoitzi it. But really, who had been even though Shekhani was not Hoitzi would be the same halacha. Now the Mishnah says, HaShaleach Yad Vipikodin, when any Shomer uses the Chayfetz for his own sake, that's called Shaleach Yad, the Shomer himself takes the Pikodin and uses it for his own use. So Beshami says, Yuke bechoser uviyeser. The Shaima loses out, whether it gets less, or worth less, or whether it's worth more. We'll soon see what the case is. In both cases, the Shaima loses out. They got worth less, or got worth more. Or Besila, Mesila says, Kishasoy tso. No, when you're a Shaleich boyad, you have a look like a goslin. You have to pay back the owner the way it was worth, Kishasoy tso, Kishashu took it out of the owner's house. Rebbe Kiva right there, Kishas hatfiya. You have to pay back how much it was worth at the time now when the Betavei and Bezdin. When the owners come with you and say, give it back to me now, and you don't have it, you're a Shaleich boyad, so you have like a goslin, you have to pay how much it was worth right now, Kishas tfiya. We'll see what the Machlokes is. So Amar Rabbi says,